People often ask me how I became a psychic, or they get a scrunched up, sort of confused face when I tell them that that's what I do for a living. Like they're not sure if maybe they should be afraid of me. Maybe sometimes they worry that I'll be able to tell that they think my sweater is ugly. I can't, and it's okay. Or they'll try to make a joke, like, tell me what I'm thinking right now. Or they just get a little paler in the face and emit an, I get it. It is weird. Or if I'm being generous with myself, I would say unusual. I have a college degree in French and political science. So though I would say I'm built this way and I have always been a seer, sometimes I say it's in my blood. I didn't really set out to be a psychic. In fact, I didn't even know that was a real profession for a long time. Someone asked me recently, was it weird for you when it started happening, or did it take you a while to understand it? On today's show, I'll tell you the story of how it came to be that I do psychic readings for a living. It turns out that just like intuition itself and my own seeing abilities, it was natural. No mystic journey was taken into the eye of a storm. No crystal balls were used. It probably started, or at least one of my most pivotal memories of the emergence of my life as a professional psychic, happened while standing in a kitchen with a friend.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimée Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition. I was at work, standing in the little staff kitchen that we had in order to make tea or heat up something in the microwave, when my coworker, who also happened to be a good friend of mine, walked in. Instantly, I could tell he was off. "What's up with you?" I said. "Oh, Cindy and I are having a hard time," he said. And as we sat there waiting for our tea water to boil, he detailed to me what they had been going through lately. "I'm afraid she's going to break up with me," he concluded. He had tears in his eyes as he confided in me. "I'm so worried that it's going to be over." "Oh, that's not going to happen," I replied. "What do you mean?" "You guys will be fine. This is a tough moment. There are reparations that need to be made between the two of you, and I'm not saying it's easy or that it's something that should be taken lightly. It's going to take some time to rebuild from this moment, but this is not the end of your relationship." To his credit, I don't even think my friend was mystified by my reply. The best way I can describe it is that as he was talking to me about their current challenges, in my mind's eye, I could see that this relationship spooled out far beyond this moment. I couldn't actually see an end. It went out far into the future. I could also hear, though it's hard for me to describe it exactly, but I could hear that his fears were BS. They were hollow fears. It wasn't a BS that he was worried. He was authentically expressing his concerns. but it was BS that the relationship would collapse because of it. I could see that, yes, they were in turmoil now, but that this wasn't ultimately the tone of their relationship. I saw that their partnership wasn't actually in danger, despite this rough patch. I knew that they still had a lot of living to do together, would be together for a long time, and that the basis of their partnership and commitment to one another felt solid and loving. This all happened over his tears as we were warming up water for tea, and honestly, it took me longer to just describe it to you than it did to experience. When I look back on my life as a psychic, I often see that moment in my mind. For some reason, it always sticks out to me. That was around 2003. Today, I see pictures of my friend and his wife, then girlfriend, and their kids on Instagram. At the time, he wasn't asking me for a prediction. He didn't even know I could see out like that. He was just talking to me about his life, as one friend does with another, and I was just listening, as one friend does to another. That kind of thing happens to me a lot. When it happened then, or any other time, it was no big deal to me. I didn't even really notice it. I didn't think it was strange or unusual. I had no reference or idea that it didn't happen for most people. It wasn't too long afterward that I came to discover that there was a name for it. That was the moment I discovered I was a psychic. You are listening to the Own Your Intuition show. I'm your host, psychic and author Aimé Cartier, and today we are exploring the question, how I came to have the unusual profession of psychic. It's still crystal clear in my mind how it all unfolded. Like I said, it was around the same time of that period of my life as the staff kitchen incident with my friend. In this moment, I was standing in a room full of books when a book on the shelf caught my eye. When I think back on it, it felt like the book jumped off the shelf and into my lap. It didn't really. I pulled it down. But the moment felt weighty and poignant. I was standing in a room full of books, completely alone. But I didn't feel alone. I felt like someone or something, what I now think of as one of my guides, was pointing me to something vital. I was drawn to a book with a yellow jacket. It was called The Psychic Pathway by Sonia Choquette. Opening to the first pages, I read the introduction. It said, "My name is Sonia, and I'm a psychic. I like the word psychic because no one knows exactly what that means, and it doesn't mean the same thing for any two people. For me, being psychic means that being able to look at someone and know who they really are. I can see past the facade that people stand behind. I can recognize their soul. I understand where their fears are, where their dreams lie, and where they must concentrate their growth. Most of all, I can see the ancient and beautiful self lying deep within the personality of each person I meet. I've always been able to see the real soul inside each person, but it's been a long learning process for me to understand that that is what I've been doing all along." When I read those words, they resonated deep in my body. And my first thought was, this woman sees the world like I do. I turned to the cover again, noting the title, and then thought, she's a psychic. That was the moment that I realized I was a thing. I mean, that there was actually a name for a person built like me. It's really hard to see yourself from the inside. You have no idea what might be different about you because you've always been like this, and you continuously see the world from your point of view. Reading those words allowed me to realize that maybe other people couldn't see and feel things the way that I did all the time. That this was a specific type of person who did these things. And not only were there others who didn't, but there were some that did. It felt like coming home and being able to see myself for the first time. Furthermore, as was indicated by her book and introduction, being a psychic was actually a profession. That moment, standing alone in a room full of books, so much clicked into place for me. Most of my adult life, people had been coming to me for answers, meaning people just told me things, mostly my friends and family, but sometimes perfect strangers. And I could always just see things about what they were saying. Just like I did in the kitchen with my friend that day. I didn't try. I would just see and know certain things about the situation that often they could not. It would happen in a myriad of ways, but I could tell when a thought they were having or a worry that they were having was total bull, and when it was something that would happen and needed to be paid attention to and acted on. I could easily recognize the energetic signatures of things, events, situations, people, and they told me a lot about what was really happening, regardless of what the person in front of me was noticing at the time. Like how I could tell that my friend's relationship was actually very loving and solid, despite their difficulties. I could see possibilities, and I could tell when the road was open or closed to the person who I was speaking with. People talked to me. I saw things and shared them. It all felt very normal to me. Around the same time I discovered who or what I was and that it was a profession, I remember someone asking me where I felt like my career was headed. I was a writer at the time, not a professional psychic, obviously, but I could feel it, where it was going. Trying to put it into words, though, that was clunky. The only thing I could think of to say to describe it was something like, I see myself giving advice to people. The woman who had asked me just looked at me with this quirky expression. It was a combination of, that's crazy, and who do you think you are? And still, I knew that it was true. I didn't know what the path looked like to get there. I didn't get a how to be a psychic manual when I got my college degree in French. I could see that there were no conventional roads or even truly guided ones to where my seat was. Nevertheless, I knew in my bones that what I had said, my career involves giving advice to people, was true for me. And that it was. And that's what I did. Advise, pass messages, and now teach. So I just shrugged at her expression and thought to myself, I know, it does sound kind of crazy. And still, these 20 years later, this continues to be a part of what I do. I advise others on their questions. I point out the roads that are most open to them and serve them in every way. I show them the angles and perspective that they might not have noticed. I see the bigger picture, and I tell them what it looks like. I see them beyond their outside experiences. I give advice. You are listening to the Own Your Intuition show, and I'm your host, psychic and author Aimé Cartier. Today, we're exploring the question, how I came to have the unusual profession of psychic. From that moment where I discovered I was psychic, it took me a few more years to actually start doing readings. And it took the outside encouragement from the very woman whose book I found all those years prior, Sonia Choquette. I was taking a course from her about balance and chakras. It had nothing to do with psychic ability or doing readings. We were on the phone for this course when she said to me, "Why aren't you doing readings?" I had been getting the same message myself that it was time to do readings. So her saying that not only confirmed it for me, but really it gave me the kick in the pants that I needed to get out and start walking on my unconventional road. I went to downtown Seattle. I found a shop that had psychic readers advertised in their window. It was called Eco Elements. It's still there today on First Avenue by Pike's Place Market. I walked in the door and asked the owner, who happened to be there, if she needed another reader. She said that she did. She asked me to give her a reading as an interview. I did. She hired me on the spot. And it went from there. For a hot moment, like one summer, I also did readings at the local farmers market where I live on Vashon Island. Some years later, I moved to a different shop in Seattle with a vibe that I loved called East West Bookshop. Sometime in all of that, I started doing readings on the phone from my home as well. For years, I did both. After I had my second child, that shifted. I realized that I was done going into the city to do readings. By that time, I had a beautiful studio built for me by my husband on our property, so I shifted to doing readings exclusively on the phone and for those who were on our island, in person, in my studio. The whole process has always felt organic. It's always grown at the pace that felt natural for me. And for many years, I also had other incomes, so I was not reliant upon my readings to feed and clothe me. This allowed me to continue to do my work as a service, as an offering. I was under no stress to gather clients. I did, and my client numbers grew, largely by word of mouth, but I wasn't focused on that growth. Eventually, I stopped doing other work when I realized I was simply not able to keep up with both. I needed all the time I had for my clients and teaching. During that last decade, I also taught on intuition, wrote 2 books, I have a couple of more currently in draft, and eventually I founded my Intuition University. Today, in preparing for this show, I opened to that introduction of psychic pathway again, to read the words that struck me and fundamentally provided an awakening, a knowing, and a stepping into and shaping of what I am today. She wrote, "My name is Sonia. I am a psychic. For 25 years, I have given psychic readings. For a decade and a half, I have taught psychic development. And again, my breath hitched, and I understood anew just why that introduction was so pivotal to me. Years later, as I sit with nearing 20 years of doing readings under my belt, and my own teaching a decade in, I get it all over again. This is what I do. This is a part of who I am. At first glance, it always sounds weird. But to me, being a psychic has been as organic and natural as breath. In fact, I've often felt like I've been doing it for eons. I knew in that first moment when I read Sonia's introduction, I am the same as her. But even then, I couldn't exactly see how it would all play out. And yet, all these years later, I find myself sitting here grateful to my mentor, Sonia, a woman whose words and journey were a rare and insightful mirror into my own life, purpose, and path. People have sometimes said to me things like, "It takes guts to do what you do, this very out of the ordinary thing, publicly." And I suppose it took courage to walk into that shop all those years ago and ask to be hired as a professional psychic reader. But I've always felt guided in it. None of it has ever felt as strange or as weird as it sounds. Just like standing in the kitchen, listening to my friend all those years ago, being a psychic has always been as natural and organic for me as breathing. I'm a seer. I see things. And for a living, I pass those messages along to those who want them. Unusual? Maybe. Scary? Nah. Join me next week for my series on busting through the myths that keep us from owning our intuition and honoring the wisdom inside. I'll see you then. This is Aimée Cartier, and you have been listening to the Own Your Intuition show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, how about a review where you get your podcasts, or even just a like? If you made a comment on how it impacted you, it would be so lovely. It makes a huge difference for me, and it keeps me feeling like I'm talking into space. I want to hear from you. Ready to move toward understanding and using your own intuition? Download my free audio entitled "What is Intuition? How to Tell the Difference Between the Voice of Your Intuition and Your Fear-Based Ideas." You can find the link in the show notes. feel like you need a little guidance in your life and you don't want to wait for your intuition to kick in, or maybe you're just having a hard time discerning its direction right now. I provide psychic guidance for people who are confused about the next steps they need to take to get the best out of their lives. Through 30, 45 minute or hour long sessions with me, I'll get you the clarity and insight you need to make the choices that bring you the most joy and serve your highest good. You can go to aimeecartier.com to schedule a reading or find a link in the show notes.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.